has been used in Genesis 6 verse 5, where it says that every imagination or yetzer of the makashibah of man have been for evil. So you notice that the yetzer, and then there is their thoughts, their mind, and it's operating on the wrong side of things. And on the other hand, it can be good, like Proverbs 12 verse 5. The thoughts of the righteous are right. The makashibah of the righteous are right. And then it focuses on several areas here. In verse 55, Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8, the Lord says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts." In other words, He says, His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So we need to rise to His level of thoughts. The word makashiba gives a picture of a flow of creative thoughts. It can be good, it can be bad. It can be good, can be bad. The word makashiba conveys like a flow of thoughts. And it depends on who the source is. If the source is the enemy, then the flow is evil and you will make evil devices. If the flow is from God, you will tap on the good things and you will devise good things. When God speaks about how people like Bezalel and Aholiah make things, devices, cunning devices, He talks about the flow of creativity, thoughts that flow through them. They tap on the right area. And there's the main use of the word thoughts is makashiba, the flow of thoughts. The other word that the Hebrew use for thoughts is the word rayon. And that is the one that occur in a passage we have read in Daniel 2 verse 29. When Daniel says, "As for thee, O king, thy thoughts came to you. Rayon came to you." And they troubled him. And that thou might know the thoughts of thy heart. And so it says in Daniel chapter 5 verse 6, it says his thoughts troubled him. And that is the bad king, his thoughts troubled him. Now the word rayon conveys a different picture. The word rayon conveys a picture of being bombarded by thoughts until you're troubled. Like close to the word in Hebrew, vex. Constantly attack by thoughts. See, the Hebrew gives, Hebrew is a very picturesque language. In makashiba, it shows the flow. In rayon, it shows you're just surrounded, attacked by these thoughts. Why are these pictures important? Let's look at what God says here in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8. It tells us here, verse 17. The Lord warns them. Now they don't have to say anything. They don't even have to do anything. But the Lord says, when you are in the land of Canaan, and I have blessed you, clothed you, fed you, caused you to be abundant. And then the Lord says in verse 17, then you say in your heart. Now it didn't say they say with their mouth. Not those words. They say in their heart. Now when you say in your heart, what is that? A thought. Correct? When your mouth is sealed, but you are hearing yourself speak, what else is that except it's a thought? Their heart is speaking, their thoughts are thinking. In verse 17, that you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand has gained me this wealth. Then you shall remember that it's the Lord who did it. And the Lord says, don't ever do that because that's terrible. Now the Lord was against their thoughts. Not just against their actions or words. Of course He is. But He is against us when we tap on the wrong river of thoughts. You see, the human being, human human beings or mankind does not have enough ability to do what we need to do in this life. When we get back to heaven, let me tell you, we will discover that even the natural discoveries of man came through some revelation that God permitted. That is why sometimes when God releases a new river of wisdom, have you noticed this? When something is discovered in one part of the world, almost simultaneously discovered in another part of the world, why do you think these things that happen when those two groups of people don't even know each other? Why is it when they discover new tools, like the calculus, everyone says Isaac Newton discovered it, but at the same time that he did, there was another guy, Leibniz or something like that, he also discovered the same thing in his writings. Same time, same period. And mind you, all of science today is dependent on the discovery of the mathematics of calculus. Before that, they could not calculate certain things because they haven't invented the mathematical tools. Why at the same time, when they don't know each other, different culture, different countries? Because they tap on that river of wisdom that God released. And there are many things that when God released, whosoever is a willing heart, remember, God has prepared everyone who has ear to hear, eye to see, who waits upon God, who loves God, whose heart is open, a drop of that wisdom comes upon them. When it is time, remember in the book of Daniel, the angel says, these things are shut up, Daniel, until it's time. You know what he's trying to say to Daniel? Daniel, you're a very intelligent man. But if God says it's closed, no matter how intelligent you are, you cannot understand it. That's basically what he's saying. What does the angel mean? The angel said, that means that when the time comes for it to be revealed, even the most normal person can understand it. Can you see that? It is dependent not on man's ability, it is dependent on God's releasing it. When God releases a revelation, whosoever will. That is why, my friends, you don't need to depend upon a prophet, an apostle, or some man of God from some Sahara desert dressed in camel skin to come to tell you what is your destiny, or what is the destiny of this nation, or what is the destiny of somebody. You don't need. Now, if they are there, God bless them, the more the merrier. But when God speaks to them about the end time, you in your private room praying, kneeling now, will also catch a whiff of the thoughts that flow. Hallelujah. That means right now, my friend, right now, there are men of God and women of God on this planet Earth of 6 billion souls. Right now, God is revealing to some man, some woman, somewhere about what He's about to do. And if you are on your knees and you've got the same brokenness of heart and yieldedness, you can catch also that in your life. It is irrespective without favoritism. When God releases a flow upon the whole upon the earth, the whole earth can receive it. That's why sometimes in the Psalms we say, hear my voice, O earth, 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 hear the voice of the Lord. Because that voice is flowing in a release of thoughts. They are flowing. The Bible tells us here in Deuteronomy chapter 9. It says in verse 4. Do not think in your heart after the Lord has cast them out before you, saying, because of my righteousness the Lord has brought me in to possess this land. Now, in Deuteronomy chapter 9 verse 4. Don't you think that those instructions are a warning? Yes. But don't you think that the instructions are warning about having the wrong thoughts? Look carefully. There are instructions not just about the wrong actions. There are instructions about having the wrong thoughts. Because they are telling you, there are two rivers that are flowing. There's a river of evil that flows from Satan and his evil thoughts that he constantly throws upon the earth. There's a river of God's wisdom that is flowing, that is light and is flowing. And the Lord is saying, man, O thou Adam, O thou Eve, choose you this day which river that you will step upon. tap upon the river of God. And there's another Hebrew word, Sikkim, which is a terrible word. It talks about having double mind. That means you're in one river, then in the other river, in one river, and in the other river, in that river. So your Christian walk is not a walk. Technically speaking, it's a kangaroo. Because you're hopping from one place to the other. Right? Instead of walking in the river of God's thoughts. Bible is telling you to tap into the river of the flow of God's thoughts. As we conclude, your question is, how shall we do it? Turn with me to Isaiah 26 as we close. How do we tap upon that river of wisdom? Isaiah 26, verse 3. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Now, if you understand the Bible, when Yetzer combines with Makashibeth, it's a powerful force. Now, the word mind in this passage here is Yetzer. We had talked about Yetzer before. He is telling us how to tap on the full power of Yetzer. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose Yetzer is stayed on him. So your Yetzer can be stayed upon him. Stayed upon what? Upon the river of God. To tap upon God's flow of Makashiba. And his thoughts, they are higher than our thoughts. And when you are in the river, how will you and I know you're in the river? If you are having rayon kind of thoughts, then it needs to be steadied. You need the Makashiba flow of thoughts and the peace of God. Like the song says, Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. And the Bible tells us in Philippians 4, it says that the peace of God will garrison your heart and your mind. Peace is a powerful flow. So when your thoughts and your mind is at peace, how will you and I know we're in the river? When the supernatural peace comes. Jesus says to the disciples, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And in John 14:27, he says, my peace I give to you. Not as the world give I to you. Because that peace will switch you on to the river of wisdom that flows. And in that prophecy of in the book of Luke, when Simeon prophesied, he calls peace a way. He says the way of peace. Now you understand why Romans chapter 16 tells us that in Paul's benediction, he says, the God of peace will put Satan under your feet. Now you know that is true, but now you know how that happens. Because when you tap into the river of wisdom, peace is raining in your life. As peace is raining, the thoughts of God flow through you. You begin to act on all those things because you're hearing God's voice and thoughts clearly. As you act upon them, you're trampling upon the enemy. Satan will be crushed under your feet. The God of peace releases the God. He is a God of wisdom. He's a God whose thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Let's pray.